flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg back on our Saturday mornings, January the 25th. Man, this month is just flying by here. Yep. Oh, by the way, we got an update from Carl.
Okay.
KB over at Off the Hook.
Yeah.
He says, y'all made it all the way to Alabama this morning. He's driving, going someplace. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he said he's coming back home. But y'all made it all the way to Alabama.
We go over the line.
Well, yeah, I know.
You can hear us over there.
You got one of them old something kind of cars. So we welcome our guest on here, first of all, apologies again, Terrell. We started. It's like we didn't set our clocks back, and we thought we were starting at 6 and 7 o'clock. We came on here, and we only had one segment. We had to bring you on here, but forgot about that. So apologies.
We used to be on for an hour in the dark. We got sun up.
That's
out
what
here.
I'm saying. That's why I turned the light
it's
out
strange,
out there.
Strange, man. We used to be in the dark around here.
So as I reached out, Sam, to Terrell this week and confirmed that he's going to be with us, he enjoyed the time that we're getting on here early. Because sometimes we like to let him sleep in.
Yeah.
But he got a tournament.
Uh-oh.
Melo's got some kind of tournament going on here. Uh-oh. But he also wanted to mention he just got back from Philly.
Really now?
Took the kids up to Philly for the Eagles pep rally. So you indoctrinating these kids early, huh?
Yeah, really.
You live here in Atlanta. You got no love for the Falcons. Sayla's going to come in here, and she's going to be reporting. She's not going to have any objectivity because you're jamming them Eagles and the Sixers and the Phillies all down her throat. That's what you're doing, right, as a proud papa?
We have a little bit of love for the Falcons. Of course, you know, we have a lot of love for the Hawks. A little bit of love for the Falcons, but that's pretty much where the buck stops.
What's up with Melo? What's that? Now, if you listen to Sam and I, we've had Sayla on a number of times. She's an aspiring media member. We'll just put it that way. We won't limit her to reporting or analysts or whatever she's going to be. She's going to be part of the media, we figure, following daddy's footsteps. But then that dude who's trouble right behind her is Melo, right? And he got a game, and what's going on with him?
Yeah, well, we are in the process of getting ready now. His school, last year he was 6U, and he was able to win a championship at the East Point HBCU League. This year we're 8U. We have a game at about 9:15 this morning. So
okay.
getting those young guys ready. We play their school is Imhotep Academy off of Fairburn Road, and we play the Main Street Academy. So early in the season, this is our fourth game. We're looking to get to 500. We're 1-2 right now. So these guys got to get a victory so we can get back to 500 and look to just keep progressing this season.
What position is Melo again?
Point guard.
He's a point guard. He's running things.
All right.
And daddy's the coach.
He's running things now.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, been a few weeks since we talked to you. Let's get back to basketball and what's going on with these Hawks and where they sit right now, not just in the standings, but dealing with a little bit of injury. Talk to the fan base right now. Your thoughts on this team, where they sit.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it seems like it's only been maybe about a week or two that we were talking where we haven't been talking about injuries because they're right back, you know, in that process of having injuries. As you mentioned, Jalen Johnson's been out recently. Of course, we've known already about Kobe Bufkin being out. So the lineup has been pretty funny. But the Hawks are sitting at 500 right now. So I think that is a good thing for how they've stood as far as the injury bug is concerned. They have a busy week coming up this week where they'll be able to gain some ground and gain some momentum. So I'm looking forward to see how they turn things around. But, yeah, the injury bug has been affecting us more notably with Jalen Johnson, and I think that's kind of been affecting how things have been going in the last few games.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline. Always great to catch up with Darrell Thomas. And he is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452 at Eldorado2452. We had a bogey sighting in the last game. Because he's been kind of missing in action to me. I mean, he's been here, and he hadn't been the usual guy. Some people say he left his best game over in Paris at the Olympics, and it has played like that for some time. But, man, he broke out with a 23-point performance that we need. Think we're going to see a little more of that now?
Yeah, I certainly do. I think, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the Olympics. I think Bogey pretty much has been one of those guys who's been on and off the injury report so far this season. So we haven't really got a consistent week of Bogey. He comes back for a few games, and we see him sitting out. I think that pretty much has affected how he's been able to fit into the new rotation, fit into as far as just getting his basketball legs up under him. And it's great that we finally saw an explosion. Because I think not only Hawks fans, but the Hawks organization themselves, after seeing his performance this summer, have had heavy expectations for Bogey. And that also probably has played a part as well. When he has been out there, he's been kind of forcing shots and forcing himself, inserting himself in the game. So now I think he's kind of adjusting to what his role is. We've seen also DeAndre Hunter kind of affect his role. Bogey was our unofficial sixth man over the last few seasons and whatnot. And having DeAndre Hunter come off the bench, that's kind of messed up the rotation for Bogey as well. So I think it's been more of a recovery process and an adjustment process than maybe his game being affected.
How do you feel about these streaks this team is going on? I mean, listen, they own King Day. So everybody was getting ready for them up in New York, planned on King Holiday as they have. But prior to that, and because of that, you felt positive about this matchup. You've seen what they've done in the past up in New York, coming off a three-game winning streak. And then they go up to New York, they hit that speed bump, and now there's a streak of L's. And we talk a little bit about injuries. How do you feel about the recovery of this team moving forward and turning things around?
I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be fine. It is funny. They have been very streaky this year. And at one point, they were just about a game and a half back from that fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. Now that things are kind of ramping up, now that we're a few weeks past the All-Star break, I think they'll be fine. I also think the competition and once they play Detroit looked really good this season. The Knicks and the Hawks are one of those teams, although they're not a division rival, they're certainly a conference rival. So sometimes our Hawks are going to throw blows at them, and sometimes the Knicks will come right back and throw blows. I also think it was kind of just different for our Hawks not being in Atlanta. No excuses for them, but not being in Atlanta on King Day. So I think that was something. That, and we know the last time they were in New York, we saw Trae Young rolling dice on the Knicks logo. So I think they just weren't as aggressive in this past game. And then again, coming back home and facing a very hungry and young Pistons team, they just kind of met their match over this last week. But game tonight against the Raptors, and I think they'll be able to bounce back.
Bouncing back will be great then, because you got a game coming up and several games looking ahead, because they've done well against New York, Boston, and Cleveland for some reason. And they got Cleveland coming up here in the not-too-distant future. Always looking forward to seeing what the results may be for that and why this team, why those teams seem to bring out the best in this Atlanta team.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. I think we've been one of those teams over this season, I'll say, at least in the last season too, but we certainly played to our competition. And I think that's something that this team has to grow past and get over. You're supposed to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, as well as beating these good teams. And they have excelled against the good teams at the top tier of the NBA and Eastern Conference. And then when we play, I'll say, mediocre teams, the teams that kind of they match up well, we've been losing. So I think that'll turn around again. I think that's more so being them not having all of their members having the rotation away and what Coach Quinn has wanted it during some of those matchups. But I think they'll find a way to kind of find the recipe to not only beat these top-tier teams, but to get things done when they're playing mediocre teams as well.
Hey, it's Terrell Thomas. These Urban Times joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Ain't you glad we got our Saturdays back, man?
Oh, I am. I certainly am. Yeah. I certainly am. I was tuned in, and it's like, I remember this feeling. Waking up early and hearing you guys on a Saturday as well as Sundays. Certainly glad that you guys are back on the weekends.
And we get to talk to, we talk to them families in the car. I mean, we talk to folks in the car going to church usually on a Sunday or whatever else is going on. But folks are heading to games right now, like yourself with the kids. And we're going to get back to doing some things that we have done on Saturdays that we haven't had a chance to on Sunday mornings. And just looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But what I was going to ask you is your thoughts on the All-Star starters.
Yeah, I was going to ask him about that, too. What do you think of those All-Star starters?
Yeah, I was highly disappointed. I feel like Trae Young's playing the best basketball possibly of his career this season, and I certainly believe he's been the best point guard in the Eastern Conference this season. So I was highly disappointed to see him not in the starting lineup. I believe he still will be in the All-Star game as a reserve. And I was also disappointed that we haven't seen Jalen Johnson's name mentioned when we look at the front court. I understand the talent that's in the Eastern Conference. I know it's a popularity contest as far as votes go. But I was definitely disappointed that Trae Young's not a starter. I think he's done everything right this season, and he should have been rewarded by going to the Bay Area and being a starter representing the Eastern Conference and the Atlanta Hawks this season.
Hmm.
Yep, I believe so.
Any comments on the West?
Nah, when you look at those guys, LeBron, Joker, Shea, Steph Curry, it pretty much matched up the way I thought it would out there. I thought the only kind of robbery I saw was Trae Young. Now, I think he should have been out there over Jalen Brunson. I think he should be out there over Donovan Mitchell. So for me, not the Western Conference, I didn't pretty much have a problem with those starters. Just here in the East, I definitely think Trae should be out there.
Let me ask you this. If you feel like, right now the team's at 500, if the team was about five games over 500, maybe that makes a difference, you think? People are looking at the team's standings. Should that matter at all?
No, I do think it should matter. Yes, indeed. I think it should matter. But when we look at it again, I think it's more so a popularity contest than, what guys' standings actually are, if it boils down to it. Because when we look at the head-to-head matchups, I feel like Trae Young certainly has gotten the best of Jalen Brunson in those matchups. I feel like Trae Young has gotten the best of Donovan Mitchell as well. So I understand records definitely play a portion of it, but I think it's more just people still not really watching Trae Young's game, seeing how much he controls the game offensively, his improvements defensively, and just giving our Hawks the love and respect and what they deserve.
I don't even know how to talk about this right now, other than the fact that it's an interesting watch. You and I are seeing something, Sam, that is just unique to our world. We're talking about Melo and Selah coming up behind Terrell here, and things that they see that are just the norm. And what I'm being specific about is what's going on in Miami with a player who can, contract or not, has talked his way out of how many teams? Two or three. Jimmy Butler's talked his way out of Philly. Didn't he do it in Milwaukee and Chicago? He's talked his and he's about to do it with Miami.
Talk his way out of Miami to go where, though?
That's what I'm getting at. Who would take him right now? Again, we don't know what Pat Riley's going to ask for. And by the way, if it's Atlanta, let's just put this up there. It's not going to happen in Atlanta. But he pretty much going to ask for Peachtree Street because he's going to make Jimmy Butler suffer. And he's going to take his money as much as he can and suspend him. And he's missing planes and all that. But that situation to you, as you talk to your kids, and you know, I'm always interested how parents do that when they have these star athletes and they try to explain, you know, contracts and commitment to your word and so on and so forth. And then you see something like this happen. And if he gets rewarded, how do you have that conversation with your kid? Because the kid's going to go, hey, he got his bag, you know, he got his talked his way out and he still got millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. And I like I said, I don't have a young kid. I was wondering how you have these conversations with Melo and Saylor when they bring up things like this.
Yeah, you hit it. It is a different game today. Just the sports world in general is totally different from a college perspective, a high school perspective, and certainly professional perspective. So that's one thing. Not only teaching my children, but coaching these other young men and the responsibility of other parents' children and teaching them and trying to, you know, install in them integrity, what it means, as you mentioned, just stand by your commitment and stand by your word. And that's, honestly, it is a difficult process these days because the young guys and young girls, they see the game, they see the YouTube stars and things like that. And the team game and the aspect of team, sadly, is slowly more and more leaving the game in all sports, I believe. And it's becoming more of an individual thing. You know, I done this, I did this, me, I, versus the team aspect or the organization aspect. So that's it is a difficult conversation. It is challenging, but I guess that's a part of parenthood and coaching these days.
Yeah, because we ain't going backwards. I mean, that's the thing. Once the genie's out, it's out.
Yeah.
It may look differently in a couple years, but you're not going back. You can't sit here and go, well, I wish they'd go back to doing it. No, you can't do that.
Well, there's still something to be said for the team concept. And you still hope that if a group gets together and they really enjoy each other, and I think that's the thing, not so much what the coach said, but you get a group of people together, young people who enjoy each other's company. And, you know, they're interacting not just when they're playing the game. You know, off the court or off the field, they're having fun with each other. Then you got something. Then you got something that the loyalty and people will want to hang around. But I think when you have something and somebody's coming in and there's a star and after the game.
The star is the key to that sentence.
They throw the bag over the and they take off in their own direction. That's what.
And you get your feelings hurt in a way where you're going to just make it uncomfortable for the rest of the team to do what they want to do. And contract be damned because of the, you know, the opportunities to make money off the court. I don't need this money. I don't need this Miami Heat money. I got this coming in, or I'm doing this on the side. And with that on the pro level, and as we're seeing it on the college level, the options that are there now that weren't there 5 years ago and that will be in place 5 years from now, I don't know how you navigate around that. This is like a minefield of explosions that I don't even know what they're going to look like. But as Jimmy Butler does this thing very publicly in front of everybody for the whatever number of time, it's an interesting way. And he's doing it up against not a team that has a guy who isn't that visible. He's going up against the Godfather. You know what I mean? And Terrell, it's just – I'm sorry I didn't mean to talk all over you there, but it was just something that me thinking about and you being the young parent on this show, I was curious of your thought on that and the conversations you have with Saylor and Melo.
No, that was a great question. You weren't talking over me at all. That was certainly a great question.
Well, we're going to get you back here. This is just the beginning. Say, y'all know that, you know, Terrell is with us every week, and this is great, too, between him and Caleb. We're going to have perspective of this Hawks team and the NBA in a way we haven't had in a while. So, buddy, go listen. Bring some luck to Melo today.
Yep.
I hope he wins.
Go fight and win.
And don't get thrown out of the game as the coach.
Yeah,
stay
really.
Stay on the sidelines. Okay. Yeah. And we will talk to you soon.
Much love, gentlemen. Have a great week. And as you know, fly, Eagles, fly. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.